We love it here. We love the environment. We love getting out in nature. We enjoy the beach. My girls like to surf, and so it's really a great place for families.
Chastity Adams is sold on South Walton. Adams works at Five Daughters Bakery in Seaside and has lived in the coastal area for about 9 years. She understands why this local collection of 16 beach communities has been chosen as one of 2019's best places to visit.
I definitely think they come to see the white powdery sand and the emerald waters. Like, that's what I could sit and stare at for days and years. It's so beautiful. It's such a natural wonder. And it's a place unlike any other place I've ever seen before. And I think that's what brings so many people here is the beauty of the beach.
South Walton County is one of our favorites for a number of reasons. National Geographic was established in 1888, and since then we have focused on conservation, exploration, and storytelling.
George W. Stone is editor-in-chief of National Geographic Traveler magazine. He says conservation is especially important and one of the driving factors in deciding this year's best trips list and including South Walton in the nature category.
The measures that are being undertaken in South Walton County are really important and especially interesting considering that, you know, Florida has been totally walloped in the last year, as everyone knows, unfortunately, by hurricanes and red tides. But our readers, our audience, our global audience loves Florida and wants to know where to go. And it's really great for us to have a story about communities that are taking active measures to protect reefs and shores.
Among the highlights, Stone points to Grayton Beach State Park, site of the nation's first permanent underwater museum of art, which the magazine wrote about when it opened in June. The new dive site features a collection of large statues less than 1 mile offshore.
That's a funky, quirky, cool idea to have an underwater museum dedicated to art where you snorkel around and you see things. And that really challenges the idea of what is museum going, what is art. But collectively, it's this big effort to connect communities, to identify important and relevant conservation efforts, and then to take action in a meaningful way that's going to protect the shores for generations to come.
We are very excited about this. National Geographic has a great reach and a great audience. And these are the types of stories about South Walton that we work hard to tell to a much wider audience.
David Demarest is Director of Communications for Visit South Walton. Based on the magazine's criteria, he believes this area was a perfect selection.
South Walton is best known for our beaches. We've got 26 miles of beautiful beaches, but that includes 3 beachfront state parks. We've got a state forest as well and another bayfront state park. All in all, there is 40% of the landmass in South Walton in preservation. That's really something that we're going to be able to be proud of forever. It really sets the destination apart.
Another feature that sets South Walton apart for the best trips list is the region's growing collection of nearshore snorkeling reefs.
So the South Walton Artificial Reef Association is a group that formed here in South Walton with the purpose of creating artificial reefs. Those are great for marine habitat and for our purposes, they're great for fishing and snorkeling and scuba diving.
Demarest says 3 of the Swara reefs were installed recently. There's a cobia reef at Inlet Beach, dolphin reef at Miramar Beach, seahorse reef at Topsail Hill State Park, and it all started with a sea turtle reef at Grayton Beach.
You can paddleboard or swim out there, and each one of these reef formations is made up of 75 to 130 individual reef pods that are placed in such a way that they make these really cool shapes.
South Walton is one of 28 destinations in 4 categories chosen for National Geographic's Best Trips list for 2019. Mexico City, Mexico, Salvador, Brazil, and Kansas City, Missouri were selected in the cities category. The culture category includes Cairo, Egypt, Galway, Ireland, and Oakland, California. Greenland, Macedonia, and Oman are among the places to travel for adventure. And in the nature category, the Peruvian Amazon, Belize, and Tahiti are featured, along with South Walton County. Demarest says he's honored that this area of Florida's Emerald Coast is included on a list of such impressive exotic places, and he's excited for the additional visitors likely to come here as a result.
Tourism is hugely important to the economy of South Walton. It supports about 22,000 jobs in a county that is only about 70,000 people. So it's critical for all our restaurants and local businesses.
In Walton County, the annual economic impact from tourism is over $4 billion. With contribution from Jenny McKeon, Sandra Everhart, WUWF News.